Thanks so much for talking with me today. What are the key areas that you think need work?
We'll be talking about the company's evaluation system of employees. We'll be talking about, of course, wage progression and how we reach that. We're going to talk about management structure. We feel that's very important as far as how we as drivers retain our seniority. Basically, we're keeping our issues to a minimum because we don't wish for the world. All we wanted is just, you know, take care of some housekeeping issues that we believe have been neglected for years.
What are some of your goals for sitting down with the RAFTA administration today?
In conversations with Mr. Blankenship, the RAFTA CEO, they mentioned to us that it might be to everyone's benefit if we were to present our economic package to them before rather than later. So what we want to do is get these negotiations done, hopefully within the 4 days. I know it seems optimistic that we'll do this, but I believe it can be done based on previous conversations we've had with RAFTA in that they know what we want, and we believe that our package is extremely fair.
It sounds like there is a lot of trust between the two parties in this, you know, that you're both okay with kind of talking about it briefly beforehand and then getting right to the demands so that a solution can be found.
I believe that Mr. Blankenship has been open-minded in reference to what we need to do. But, you know, his job consists of being in charge of a very, very large organization that has almost, well, as far as the drivers are concerned, has almost doubled in the last 3 years. And what to do with the drivers is always a major concern of management. And I think that they try to do the best they can. And what we're trying to do is not create a bipartisan situation, but more of a transpartisan situation, which will allow us to be able to transcend to that next level where we can all work together to achieve the goals that we want to achieve for the company and for the taxpayers that we serve.
Ed, thank you so much for your time today.
Bye-bye.